You got it, Scott.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it, Scott. We see the earth now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the last Sunday radio broadcast of 2012. As we prepare to plunge into 2013, we are live. It is 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. That, of course, would be 2 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Mountain or Montana time. And again, it is the 30th day of December 2012. Mike Adams did a great job sitting in on Friday for most of the broadcast. I did a fourth hour of overdrive, and I was jogging today and listened to myself. I had to click on the restream on the iPhone app and heard myself with Mike Adams, and I was basically gibbering. I was so upset, stumbling over myself. Because I understand what this gun grab signifies and what it means. And I just feel sorry for the fools out there that buy in to the fact that they're being told this is for your safety. Just how foolish and childlike they are. How naive they are. But then I also get frustrated by mainline conservatives that think liberals are idiots and just don't understand gun culture. Oh, they understand it. That's why they all have bodyguards and concealed carry permits and are launching wars all over the planet. They understand force, just like Mao Zedong did when he said all power, political power, grows out of the barrel of a gun. These are dominators. These are total and absolute controllers. And the good news is I'm seeing a lot of libertarian constitutional style conservatives really put it all on the line right now. I'm seeing more and more groups actually just come right out and say, we have a criminal tyranny that wants to disarm the American people. If you go to drudgereport.com right now, it says, Obama took over the guns, there will be resistance, is the headline, Associated Press. And it shows redcoats firing on Americans. That's right. That's truth. See, it isn't sensationalism when it's really happening. Reality is much more sensational than fiction. That's my play on the old adage or maxim of truth is stranger than fiction. You see, I'm someone who studies these people constantly. In fact, it's gotten to the point where I dream about politics, and I dream that I'm video editing and researching, and when I get up at 5:30 in the morning, it's all I do, and when I'm playing with my children out in the yard on the swing set, it's all I'm thinking about, and when I see something beautiful, like the leaves off the trees and the moon rising, and I feel the cold air, I think about how beautiful this world is and how much good there is in it. And then it makes it even more painful to know that a bunch of wickedly vicious control freaks are in control who absolutely hate you and your family. And you're like, oh, they're not that bad. You don't know history and you don't know these people. You see, that's the thing. It's not hyperbole. It's not demonization. It's real. It's real. I mean, they have the Journal of Pediatrics coming out saying we want mercury back in shots because it has reduced in the last 5 years since they took it out of most vaccines some of the acute brain damaging we were seeing in children and may even start to reverse the acceleration of the trend in autism going from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago, depending on the metric, 1 in 89, 1 in 58, 1 in... And you're like, but that's so evil. Yes. The people that run the major pediatric associations are eugenicists. You do not get in the club unless you are, okay? Go find any head of a major medical association of the five or six that are out there, go have dinner with them if you can and ask them if they think there's too many people and they need to kill the population. When we come back, I'm getting into the biggest gun grab America's ever seen.
Millions of people. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 30th day of December 2012, and I am your host, Alex Jones. We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to try to be calm here today and go over the announcements by the president, by this criminal unconstitutional task force he's created, led by Biden and the heads of the Fast and Furious false flag operation to ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. That blew up in their face by the grace of God. Unfortunately, though, it did kill a lot of children in Mexico and here in the U.S., but you won't see the media talking about that or listing the dead children or having them on the cover of People magazine. But we actually have a photo that's up at Infowars.com of the task force meeting. And you can see, again, many of the people involved in Fast and Furious shipping more than 20,000 guns into Mexico and military hardware like hand grenades and grenade launchers that you obviously can't get at a gun show into Mexico to destabilize that country. As CBS News reported with the memos they got internally to blame the Second Amendment. They said there has to be a high death toll to be able to blame the Second Amendment. They were going to trot out all the dead kids and stuff, but then they couldn't have their dead kids and eat them too, or have their cake and eat it too, because they got exposed. They just tried to minimize what we knew about Fast and Furious. Now, it was the Democratic Party, along with George Herbert Walker Bush, that in 1992, that got the assault weapons ban rammed through. The new assault weapons ban, we reported on this not this Friday, but the Friday before last. And if you go back to the Friday before last, we had the first article out at Infowars.com, and it went viral. The DrudgeReport.com, who picked it up. And it was a quote on a radio interview by the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, saying, we're going to make you turn your semi-autos in. That's the plan. And, you know, how he'd been meeting with Dianne Feinstein and others. Now, people still couldn't believe that. They said, there's no way they'll get away with that. Feinstein, earlier this week, actually on Christmas, a little present to America, to the Republic. She put out her bill on the Senate website, and again, we wrote about it on Christmas, and now people are finally going, wow, it says that all gun owners will be registered again. You're already registered when you go and get the gun, just put in the database, and they run you through a background check to see if you're a, quote, felon. You will go to the ATF, and they will decide, no judge, no jury. It's now a privilege, they say, to repeal the Second Amendment, whether you even keep the guns. And she says that the bill is open-ended, where at their discretion, most guns are banned, all semi-autos are banned for manufacture, import, sale, you name it. And then They say, well, we'll decide. The bill will give us the power to order them just turned in a forced buyback. It actually says that. I'm going to show you the New York Times here in a moment, talking about how great it is. And then expanding from that point on, they say that if you're allowed to keep your gun, again, you will just pay a $200 a year registration fee, just like Illinois has with their cards. And you have to register every year, re-register the card. You have to get the card. You have to pay the money. And the minute you don't go renew it, you get SWAT teamed and charged as a felon. So it's the Illinois model. And it's now happening. It's now here, and we must awaken the sleeping giant. It has nothing to do with those poor dead children. And Obama went on national television today with David Gregory again, putting on an emotional acting job that wouldn't win him an Oscar, wouldn't even get him into acting school, about the worst day of his presidency was the poor children of Sandy Hook and how there's going to be a fight. Yes, they're all of his weight, he said, that's a quote, will be put behind supporting the assault weapons ban, which is the version. She's the head of the Rules Committee, the head of the Intelligence Committee. She controls which bills, and she says it will be her bill where most of your guns are banned and you go turn them in. So I'm going to say that again. You will turn your guns in to the federal government. Thought that was never going to come. Thought that was never going to happen. And of course, none of the corporate media, not CNN, not even Fox, MSNBC, they will not go to the FBI Uniform Crime Statistics 2011. It's the latest year we have. That just came out 2 weeks ago, where there's over a 20% reduction in violent crime in the last 7 to 8 years. 20%. 20%. And all the criminologists out there, almost everyone you read will break down and say, well, there's one thing, it's guns. And it's concealed carry. Everywhere it's been put into place, it's more than 20% reduction. The only reason it hasn't dropped more is the national average. Some areas have total gun bans. Some areas concealed carries have dropped things like carjackings, home entries, robberies of businesses, more than 30%. You see the videos on local news, never national news, where people are at a coffee shop, and five thugs bust in with shotguns, and one concealed carry guy who actually knows what they're doing gets in the stance, shoots them all. And bleeding, they run out the building and get in the car, and one of them dies, and the cops pull them over a block later. Where you see the constant cases, every week I see it in the back of the news, never national news, but you know, here and there, or the Internet takes local stories, and then we learn about it. That's kind of what InfoWars.com does, is aggregate that information. Aggregate things that you wouldn't know about because the national press will decide not to show you. We break that electronic Berlin Wall and take those little local news stories that I see every week where a police officer goes to respond to a domestic dispute. And a guy starts shooting at the officer. And then a neighbor kills the guy with the gun who's got the officer pinned down behind a tree. And then I remember the last time I saw that, they said the police have decided not to charge the guy that shot the person shooting at the police. They still like to imply in the media it's illegal. And there's a good reason for that. They don't want you thinking that you can protect yourself or help others. You see, concealed carry statistically is good in your house or good in your business or good when you're jogging in your fanny pack or, you know, good in your car. But where it's really statistically devastating is not that you've got a concealed carry when somebody mugs you. It's that there's another concealed carry person that sees it. It's basically like another police officer on the ground. Every person that has a concealed carry. And you see, the gun culture was winning. In fact, the globalists admit that. You see it in the news. They're freaking out. Liberals were going out and buying guns and becoming liberty lovers. They were learning the power of defending themselves. Feminists were becoming real feminists and getting into arming themselves. All the women's magazines, you name it. And it's freaking the system out. It's freaking them out. Totally freaking them out that women are truly becoming empowered and not just, oh, please don't rape me or call. All these 911 calls were, okay, he's busting in. All right, I got my gun. I'm going to shoot him. And 911 goes, don't do that. You've heard all those 911 calls, but still the woman shoots the guy where he comes in with a knife or a gun. I mean, my daughters, I got two of them, when they grow up and go off to college or get married or whatever, my 8-year-old's already a great shot. The 4-year-old's not shooting yet, but she will be soon. I started shooting when I was 4. So you learn the power of the firearm. That's just Americana. My girls will be truly empowered, not victims just waiting, just begging. So the point is that violent crime is down over 20%. And if you don't believe me, just type into a search engine. Violent crime down over 20%. Because this came out again a few weeks ago, but hardly got any attention. And I've read the statistics on air probably 10 times. But FBI.gov, they don't want you knowing that. They want to come out and say, oh my gosh, look at this poor child who got the guns illegally. The mental patient. Which has come out now, he was, quote, a Satanist. He didn't even believe he was the shooter. Just like the guy that shot the firefighters were a Satanist. So because there's crazy Satanists, we should all turn our guns in? No, we should all get guns to protect ourselves from crazy Satanists.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Happy holidays. Peter Kranstammel from Midas Resource. Today is December 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,690. A 1 ounce gold Kougrang can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, or $25.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses, to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit to get on air, and I've really been hogging the airtime and not taking enough calls, especially on the Sunday show lately because it's only 2 hours long. Weekday, we've been doing a better job, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, XM 166, and over 140-plus AM and FM affiliates. I want to welcome all of our new affiliates to the broadcast today. And I want to say something. Whether you call yourself a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, a constitutionalist, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, an atheist, we have a corrupt, out-of-control bureaucracy and government that wants to take our guns for the same reason every other tyrannical government in the last 150 years has wanted to take firearms. Because before societies are collapsed into tyranny as a form of social control, governments always seek to disarm the population, and they always use the same means to end up getting the guns. In fact, I've been making a study of it. I'm going to do a special report later in the week on it. They've been using mass shootings for at least 154 years worldwide to restrict guns. In fact, they even used mass shootings at the end of the Civil War and shootouts to restrict guns. So this has been going on a long time. Massacres, things the media can play up. Doesn't matter if hundreds of kids die a day in car wrecks. It's not sexy like a psycho mass shooter. You know, I was researching Dianne Feinstein because I'm really going to go after her. And I've done a lot of research on her over the years, but I wanted to double-check my research. We're going to cover that in the next segment on insider trading reports. And I came across Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, that the San Francisco police actually went public against her when she was mayor. It was so bad. They had the whole case. They were on his trail, and she came out and gave a press conference and gave all their evidence away. And they said, why did you help him? Well, birds of a feather fly together at a spiritual level, I guess. And he was able to continue and kill more because of her. And I actually looked that up. I have the San Francisco Chronicle articles about it. They've republished them to the San Francisco Chronicle website. You can go pull those up. But we're going to show you that. If you're a radio listener, we're streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, respectively. It'll get you to the video site, the news site, the TV site, but it was about how, you know, Ramirez, what killed 10 people, and sure, that's a lot of people. I mean, it's terrible. One person's too many, and he was a Satanist, and he said he was doing it for Satan, and so I spent a few hours last night after the family went to bed just refreshing myself. You know, you're on the internet, you'll kind of go down a rabbit trail and watch this newscast, watch this documentary, read this article on Ramirez. And it was all about his power, his domination, his enjoyment of stabbing and torturing and killing people. And most of the people he killed with knives. But you didn't hear a call by Dianne Feinstein to ban knives. She did call to ban guns during that. Instead of the answer being have guns to protect yourself. But it just reminded me when I saw the news articles and photos and quotes of Ramirez taunting the families, telling the parents and children of those that were slain, you know I'm sexy, you know you want to have sex with me, and all this sick stuff, and how he was getting off on the pain. And now I've gone and researched. It's all confirmed by the police with Adam Lanza and the killer of the two firemen in New York, who was a convicted murderer of his grandmother with a hammer. Don't hear calls for taking hammers. Hammer's a war hammer, folks. It's an incredible murder weapon, just for those that don't know. You can get all the guns you ever wanted with a hammer. By the way, Globos, you think you're going to get our guns and have tyranny and that's the end of it? You can't get rid of our skills. So we can get all the guns we ever need if you go to a Nazi Germany type deal. Just going to leave it at that. Now, stopping right there, this guy killed his grandmother with a hammer, was mad at the fire department because his mother had given a bunch of money to the fire department. I think fire departments are a great place to donate, by the way, one of the few government agencies that still engages in true service. And that's why it's so sick they're militarizing the firefighters now, the firefighter men and women, because they're turning them into spies when they come out to your house or do an inspection or come to a fire. They're turning them into little political officers. I think that's wrong, but that's a side track. They now have confirmed from his counselors, his probation officer, the neighbors, the guy that killed the firefighters was a obsessed Satan worshiper and part of a local satanic coven. And guess what's in the news today? I forgot to print it. You guys just type Adam Lanza, Satanist. It's a bunch of mainstream news. Adam Lanza, whether he was a patsy or not, because we know he had accomplices. That's coming out, but they're covering it up. He was a Satanist. And I've told people that where I grew up, outside of Dallas, Texas, my parents didn't know. I was 6 years old. They moved to Rockwall, Texas, you know, a nice community by the lake, nice place to get away. No, chock full of Satanists. And where you find money, you find the Satanist for whatever reason. And you've got like their Renfield minions, like Lanza and this other guy, and it's always Satanist. Why isn't anyone going? Why are Satanists going out? Whether it's Son of Sam, who it came out was working for a cult in New York. That came out in mainstream news. Go pull it up. Type Son of Sam, New York newspaper reports tied to satanic cult. Folks, you know how powerful the Rolling Stones are? The Rolling Stones, you can look this up, in the early 70s were in New York, and they even found a dead black kid and a pentagram, and the kid all cut up at their party, and the Rolling Stones didn't even get in trouble. I'm gonna put that out there. You can go look it up yourself. I'm not gonna connect dots here. The point is, Son of Sam, Satanist, on and on. Harrison Kleibold, Satanist, Satanism. Ladies and gentlemen, I've told this story before, would get taken out to a bond party, a bonfire party. As a teenager, and it would be Satanist, and I would literally, one case, walked out because they wouldn't give me a ride out of there. With police at it, you name it. For whatever reason, I got invited into all that over and over again. And let me tell you, you're 13 years old and the super good-looking 16-year-old chick, you know, driving a $100,000 sports car, wants to take you out on a date. Believe me, buddy, you go out on the date. Because I was about like a 16-year-old when I was 13. I was already drinking beer, fist fights, the whole nine yards. I think that's what attracted the Satanist to me, because I was a powerful person. The point is that I'm one of the few people in talk radio that I know of who's ever even brushed up against this, but that's the reason I know about it. And now I know that was all part of a pilgrim's progress that I went through so that I would know about the real world. I saw government drug dealing in Dallas as a child. Just ran into it because it was ubiquitous. It was across the board. But I don't want to get off into all this history today. The point is, if you look at how many of these mass murderers, you know, they call them mentally ill in the news. They're almost always Satanists who were also on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are basically psycho killer pills, suicide pills. Number one cause of death in the U.S. is now suicide. Well, yeah, we have a nation, 20% of them on suicide pills. When we come back, I'll give you the exact gun ban news. It's now official. They're going to ban most guns and make you turn them in.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Newspapers buried in the online reports. Almost all of these shooters are on illegal, legal psychotropic drugs that scramble your brain. They're Satanists obsessed with murder video games. And you've got a culture out there obsessed with murder and death and killing, and they think it's beautiful and powerful, and then they want to go out and carry it out. And the government that's running real torture, real secret arrest, real drone attacks, you know, real mass suicide of our troops engaged in bizarre massacres on these drugs. This whole culture then says, oh, things are weird. The answer is you turn your guns in, America. Now, if you go up to Infowars.com, if you're a radio listener, we have added down at the bottom of the shite in the Political Illustration section, one of the best cartoons to describe what's happening to the Second Amendment I have ever seen. And it's very important everybody go to the site and get this image. I think I'm going to have it added to an article tomorrow and send it out to everyone you know. That's a counterthink cartoon, part of a series put out by Mike Adams. And it's Obama standing on a giant pile of thousands of machine guns with DEA, IRS, DHS, ATF, all these different agencies with 1.6 billion rounds of ammo they bought for civil unrest. That's enough to kill every citizen four times. Pointing their gun at a farmer with a ranch rifle saying guns are bad. And that's exactly what's going on. Government is massing with predator drones, with hellfire missiles operating in the U.S. and 1.6 million rounds of ammo the last year they've purchased. And training for civil unrest and the army training for gun confiscations. You've heard us read those manuals. You've heard us cover that in newscasts, play mainstream news. Whether the army's here to train to take guns if it's ever needed in Tennessee. And they just put it on the news to acclimate you. The army's in town training to take guns if it's ever needed. And then they cut to, you know, the local mayor going, well, then we may have to take the guns someday. I mean, I've been watching this go on for years going, folks, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Sarah Brady, Cuomo, his daddy, all these people for decades, the current attorney general, Obama as a state senator, all said they believe you should not be able to own any guns. The UN officially under UNIDIR says they want the abolition of the civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. Because they threaten the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote. July 7th, 2001, UNIDIR, UN. And that's the same treaty that they're trying to pass in March. And by the way, Dianne Feinstein, who I'm going to get to in a moment, she was, again, on Meet the Press today, and she said it's time to, quote, bite the bullet. And she said, we look bad to the international community. See, we got to get in line with the global disarmament because there's a few countries in Africa, a few countries in the Middle East where they haven't taken the citizens' guns. There are no police. You better have a gun. It's the only thing bringing law and order. And the globalists want to go in. Did you know last week Obama signed an executive order putting U.S. troops into, count them, 30 different African countries and sub-regions. In fact, people won't believe it. I didn't even know there were 30 countries in Africa, but they have little sub-domains. Will you guys type in so I can put the headline up? Obama orders. Just type in U.S. troops to deploy in 30 African countries under AFRICOM, which in the Obama deception out 4 years ago, we said he will invade Africa. He will put al-Qaeda in all these countries because the globalists run al-Qaeda. And now it's in the news that this so-called government runs al-Qaeda. Now, let me go over these headlines here for you. Here's our article from not this Friday, but the Friday before, 8-9 days ago. New York governor, gun confiscation and forced buyback an option. Can I get a document cam, guys? That'd be awesome. If I can just get a document cam right in here, I want to show people this. There you go. Thank you. Again, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And then it's got a link to the radio station Cuomo was on saying, yeah, we're going to make you turn all semi-autos in. We'll pay you for them, a forced buyback. Now, 4 days later, Dianne Feinstein comes out, and she says, yeah, we're going to have a ban. Then she puts out the actual text of the bill that will be officially introduced the 3rd. Here is the New York Times. A tougher assault weapons ban. Okay? Now we told you about this days before, but I'll read it from the New York Times because it exists when the gray lady tells you. That's the nickname for the New York Times, if you don't know. A tougher assault weapons ban. And it goes on from there. It says mandates federal registration and background checks. They already do that. On the owners of millions of rapid-fire weapons that were sold legally. See, they want to conflate full auto with semi-auto, even though semi-auto isn't used in most crimes, and full auto you can't even get without jumping through 100 hoops. They want to conflate that and just call it rapid-fire now. Mandate federal registration and background checks on the owners of millions of rapid-fire weapons that were sold legally after the old ban expired. This is crucial element. And it goes on, defining what constitutes an assault weapon. Yeah, it basically bans anything that's semi-auto. Now, look, and include gun buyback provision. This is the kind of approach needed. So they go over it. You go read your bill. It's it. Feinstein, you know, on the Senate site. Just go to the U.S. Senate, Senate.gov, and type in Feinstein. Go there. It's one of the top links. It's her initiative to ban assault weapons. And we're not talking about banning the sale. We're not talking about banning just the importation or manufacture. Folks, you've got to turn them in. Because I've read the bill. And this is what's incredible. It took days, 3 or 4 days, to even get mainstream gun groups to even... At first, we were flooded with emails saying, Alex... That's not true. It doesn't say that. It was like the Patriot Act said they could secretly sneak in your house, break in without a warrant, and if you caught them there, they could order you to never tell anyone that you caught them there violating your rights, or you'd be arrested as a terrorist. And then years later, people read it and go, oh, it does say that, and I won the Project Censored Award. I mean, I know how to read these laws, okay? It isn't hard. I guess if you're a lazy potato head, it is. It says, and I read this on air all last week, I shot special reports on it. Go to Infowars.com. They're right there. It's open-ended. It says, basically, you'll go to the ATF with all your semi-autos, including semi-auto shotguns that take 4 rounds, and they will decide if you can keep them, which is what the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, 3 years ago before he became the Chicago mayor, we played that clip at nauseam where he says, we just need to be able, the government, to put you like on a no-fly list. We'll put you on a no-gun buy list. And we won't say why you can't buy guns. We just say so. I mean, that is Joseph Stalin level, Adolf Hitler level. That's Kafka-esque, where you just don't know why you're in prison, don't know why you can't fly, don't know why your bank accounts have been seized. This is the America we're entering. You see, on every other front, liberty is in tatters. Liberty's under assault. They're getting rid of everything while engaging in giant, off-the-chart-style crimes that I'll cover when we come back. And Obama comes out, put DrudgeReport.com back up if you can do that, because Drudge gets it, and his cadre over there gets it. It shows redcoats, and it says Obama is coming for the guns, and it shows redcoats firing on our colonial ancestors. It started... All the other government abuse, people didn't fight back. But they came to take their guns, and people wouldn't do it. Some people did turn them in. A lot of people wouldn't. And they started killing people in their houses that wouldn't turn their guns in, just like they killed thousands in Australia, including the real Crocodile Dundee. There was a real Crocodile Dundee. He wouldn't turn in his guns. They came to his house in a rural area and killed him. He killed two of them in the process. The point is... There will be a civil war. And now I'm seeing statements out of the left going, yeah, he's going to be the new Lincoln. These gun folks aren't going to turn him in. We're going to get to kill him. So, see, they all want the guns in their leftist, communist, globalist fantasy with us without them. And they know it's going to cause a civil war. It's what they want. The big news is straight ahead on these criminals.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least for the freeway.
Fools out there that are domesticated. They don't understand why we care about our guns. They think we fetishize them. Man, I got cases of guns. Most of them I bought 20 years ago that have all doubled, tripled in value. I don't even go out and shoot my guns very often. I've got guns for self-protection. They're there like a flashlight in the drawer if the power goes off. I pull out a flashlight and light candles. Or go kick on my generator. I don't have a generator because I live in fear. I have a generator because I'm empowered. I have a generator here so I can stay on air if the power goes out. Because I'm trying to be prepared. Like a good Boy Scout. And America was always about being prepared. And I run into these domesticated, low-level, so-called liberals. You're not liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. So you stop using that term, you dirty little authoritarian lovers who associate your personal power with the power structure. I had been on the hiking bike trail this weekend and finished jogging and came up on a hillside where some people were coming in. And I was there stretching. And these three guys were going, yeah, well, don't worry. Boehner's in control of the Republicans, and he'll get the fiscal cliff once he gets elected to leadership the third. And we'll get the tax increases we need. And I could just tell they were standard so-called liberals sitting around because they always have the same conversations about, like, they're in charge and they're running something. And, yeah, you know, Obama, don't worry, he's going to win. Obama and Boehner work for the globalists. And I looked at the guys, and they go, yeah, we'll stabilize the country. Don't worry. The country's not going to go into a depression. And I didn't need to know, say you guys are bureaucrats and work for the government. I knew. You could tell they all worked in the same office. They were all bureaucrats, two younger ones with the older one, three guys. Just like I ran to some lady today. I knew she was a psychologist. Didn't even need to ask her. I know if somebody's a liberal from California, don't need to ask them. And I do, and they go, how do you know? I mean, it's just because you're programmed. It's like if I see a Led Zeppelin CD, you know, at the store, and they still sell those, you know, CDs. I mean, that's Led Zeppelin. I know what a Led Zeppelin cover looks like. You know, the old guy with a bunch of sticks on his back. You know, I know that's got one of my favorite songs on it. The point is that it's so predictable. And I said, you know about the IMF World Bank plan that got leaked in 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, quit and it got leaked? Nobel Prize winner in economics. You know it's an IMF World Bank plan to implode the West like they've done the Third World as part of an economic takeover. And you understand you'll end up getting most of your pension fund taken outright and taxed and the rest of it devalued. So you understand you're not in charge and you're not part of the power structure. The only way you're in charge, because I don't want to make you guys feel bad. I'm not saying you don't have power. You have power by actually knowing how things really work. And one guy goes, yeah, I guess you're right, like Greece, they are taking over. And I go, see, you already knew the truth. And I said, I didn't say this to you to make you feel bad. I said it just in this voice. I said it because I care about you. Makes me sick. I want to beat the globalists. I don't want to buy their propaganda on the fiscal cliff they've engineered, as they've done in Europe over and over again in third world countries. They go, it's a cliff, raise taxes, cut benefits, all to manipulate you using some child-like name like the cliff. Or Obama today, we've got the clip coming up. It's just the worst day in my presidency, those poor little children. I mean, if you knew how cold-blooded this guy was and how duplicitous and what a liar and the warrantless wiretapping and putting al-Qaeda in charge of countries where they're killing thousands of children in Syria and Libya. I mean, the al-Qaeda goes in. There's video up at Infowars.com and articles of them chopping Christians' heads off in Syria right now and burning and feeding their bodies to dogs and stuff. Our government is putting al-Qaeda in, and it's even in the New York Times. It isn't me here 22 months ago telling you they're using al-Qaeda to invade Syria. Now it's on the news because the country is in a coma, or not even so much a coma. They just repeat. These guys, obviously intelligent, are repeating talking points from the news like that was an intelligent conversation amongst guys trying to impress each other with, you know, set of sports scores. Yeah, well, don't worry, Boehner is getting elected to leadership at the third, so he'll be able to then, you know, drop the hammer on the right wingers, and we'll get the tax increases we need to avoid the cliff. And I'm like, avoid the cliff? Yeah, the Australian newspaper is reporting that. Syrian rebels behead Christian, feed him to dogs. I mean, there's videos of them blowing up churches and throwing people off buildings. I mean, it's unbelievable. With U.S. Special Forces and NATO Special Forces backing them up, shooting up passenger liners. I mean, that video's up on Infowars.com, came out last week. My point is, we have a criminal, larcenous, foreign banking cartel in charge. Let's get into Dianne Feinstein. So they're announcing they're coming for your guns. They're announcing that they are going to ban them. You notice I put this out November 27th. This was printed. The articles in it were written the 24th or so, most of them. So a couple weeks before the mass shooting, 2.5 weeks, it says, this man wants your guns, InfoWars December magazine. And we say they're going to use executive fiat and mass shootings to get your guns. Gee, how do we know that? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have time to get into it. I've covered it. Mike Adams covered it Friday here on the show. But this thing has the whole smell of a staged event. And as Larry Pratt said about the Aurora shooting, that now no doubt is a staged event. Go look it up. The guy worked under DARPA in mind control and was under an Air Force psychiatrist. Do I need to keep going? There's about 500 other points, literally. It's government op. The witnesses, all of it. Okay? But even if you believe the official story, the point is, it's all timed out. Okay? It's all timed out. I know these people like the back of my hand because they're running playbooks on us that are designed for dumbed down people. When you're conscious, it's like watching people in slow motion. I can't have conversations with people. I mean, it's literally, and I know why the globalists have disdain for the public and call them animals and call them, it's not that. You've tricked them and fooled them. They're like little kids that believe in Santa Claus. You should be empowering humanity to lift up the species, not get everybody so dumbed down and so focused on television and this dead culture, this false culture, that you can then sit back and laugh at them as they stumble off cliffs. Now, here's the new magazine just came out. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for your subscription or buy them in bulk at cost. 2013, the year America dies. See the cover up at InfoWarsStore.com. Powerful cover. And it gets into their whole agenda. You ought to go read it. I'll cover some of it the next hour after calls. Just some of the new agenda. But let me just get into this in the 2 minutes before we go to break, okay? You remember hearing earlier this year, about to be last year, about, oh, all these top senators, insider trade. But CNN came out and said, document cam, please, said, well, they're allowed to insider trade. It's illegal for you to do it, but the House and Senate Ethics Committee, they said it was okay. The same committees that said it was okay for the Treasury Secretary to give himself $200+ million of bailout money. Oh, well, if the Congressional Ethics Committee or if the Treasury Committee, they were also gave Paulson a waiver. If they say it's okay, it must be okay. I mean, if they say it's okay to, you know, maybe come over to your house and chop you and your wife up with a hatchet. I mean, it's okay for them because, I mean, the Ethics Committee said it was all right. And so they then passed a few months ago a fix to ban insider trading for Congress when there were already applicable laws. But because people went, okay, well, it's not against the law, you better make a law. Well, there were already laws. They just said, oh, there's no law. We were allowed to. You just aren't. So people went, well, wait a minute, then you need to make a law. They went, oh, you're right, we'll make one. See how that game works? So they passed one with loopholes in it, saying that the Ethics Committee has to authorize it. Oh, well, we did a little more research. It's been a scandal. Breitbart was looking into it, but he fell down and died. And before his body was even cold that night, 45 minutes after they said he it was natural causes. No coroner. They just wanted you to know it was natural causes. If I die, I'm sure they'll say natural causes, even as I'm fighting him. You know, oh, he's dead. Still stabbing me. But Dianne Feinstein's one of the biggest on insider trading. But you know what? She's allowed to, though. She's a nice lady that wants your guns because she cares about the children. Oh, yes. You ought to know she's involved in all sorts of biotech, tied into bioweapons, all the war stuff. Oh, she loves the drones, all that. Her husband's a big globalist banker. Yeah, but so what? You know, she went to Congress with less than $1 million. Now she's worth, depending on the estimate, between $79 and $150 million. Oh, on a salary of $250,000 a year. Got over 100 mil since she got there in 1993. Oh, really? Over 100 mil, lady? Really?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.